To the choir master, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations, God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted.
Thanks, Lauren. And please do keep that psalm open on page 566. Well, as Tom has already said, in this psalm, there is this verse that says, four times to sing praises. Now, you might not think it's particularly surprising that me, as the music director and the person who's speaking on this psalm, I think that's more coincidence than anything. But why is the psalmist so excited? Why does he instruct people to sing praises to God? And as we go forward this evening and look at this psalm, we see that it's not just to any people. It's not just to God's people he's instructing to sing praises. He's instructing it to all peoples. Now, of course, not everything the Bible says about singing is in this psalm. I just wanted to make that clear before we start. But it will give us particular motivation in our praise of God, in how we sing praise to him. And we look at this together. So let's start. Firstly, a little bit of a recap. We're doing a series in Psalms at the moment, and this is one of a series of Psalms from the start of Book 2 of the Psalms, Psalm 42 onwards, that are entitled A Psalm of the Sons of Korah. Now, the sons of Korah were people who were priests and part of the priestly families. And this psalm very much seems to fit into the flow of what's going on here. We'll see how it fits into the flow of Psalm 46 a little bit. It also seems like we have loosely in this section of the psalms a little bit of a sort of section that sort of lines up somewhat with the events of 2 Samuel. And a bit later on, we'll see that this psalm sort of seems to link up with 2 Samuel 6. It uses very similar language to verse 15. That's a bit of an overview before we start. So let's go back to the start. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud shouts, songs of joy. What is making the psalmist so excited? He's really excited. Clap your hands, all people. Shout to God with loud shouts of joy. We've already thought about him saying four times the same thing. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. We get excited about things that excite us, don't we? Yesterday, I was watching the cricket with my nephew. My nephew is just 7 and is absolutely cricket mad. Don't know where he gets that from, either his uncle or his dad. Both very into cricket. And we were watching the cricket together, and every time there was a wicket, Sam got very excited and went round the barbecue that we were having, telling everybody that there'd been a wicket in the cricket and who was out and who had got the wicket. And even the people who had no interest at all in cricket had to somewhat humour Sam and hear what he had to say about the cricket. Well, why is the psalmist getting excited? Why is he saying this is something that all people should be excited about. Verse 2. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. The Lord is king of all the earth. This is a very strong theme of this psalm and is sort of the great motivation for praising God. You see, it says more than that, that he's a great king over all the earth. He is to be feared. He is the one who has power. He is the one to which we should rightly give our reverence and respect. And so clapping our hands, shouting with songs of joy, is actually the right response to God, because he is king of all the earth. It's the right response for all peoples, no matter what your background, your nationality, no matter which gods you were worshipping before or are still worshipping now. The right response to the Lord, the Most High, the great king over all the earth, is to clap your hands, to shout with loud songs of joy. Well, the psalmist goes on to expand a bit on that in verses 3 and 4. He shows how God is king. He shows why he is to be feared. It says, he subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. I mentioned that this psalm seems to fit with what's going on in 2 Samuel 6. And part of the reason for that is 2 Samuel 6, and then going on into 2 Samuel 7, is the moment when God has given David rest from all his enemies. King David, who has been sent to save God's people, to lead them from their enemies, and then he's faced own danger of his life from Saul, King Saul, who rejected God's ways and turned against him. Well, Saul has died. He's been killed in battle. God's enemies have been defeated, and David is given rest. And so we can well see what the psalmist is saying in verses 3 and 4. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. God was acting for his people. So that's why I've called this section, Praise God, All Nations, for the Lord is the great king who acts for his people. He has subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. This is what God's people, Israel, can say. He chose our heritage for us. He chose the promised land for them. The pride of Jacob, Jacob's glorious possession. God loves his people, and so he acts for them. But I wonder how you feel reading this. It could sound a bit domineering, couldn't it? You've been conquered by the Lord of all the earth, by his people, and you're told to shout to him with loud songs of joy. You're told to clap your hands. You're told to be joyful, to rejoice, to be excited about him. When we had the Queen's Jubilee celebrations a few weeks ago, I don't know if you noticed, there were lots of sort of messages coming in, which were, I watched some of the coverage on the BBC, and one of the first messages that came in was from Barack Obama, and saying how his personal friendship with the Queen, talking about his personal friendship with the Queen, and how she'd made him feel so welcome, and giving thanks for her service. Now, going back, this thought just occurred to me, going back to 250 years, don't think you would have heard an American president talking quite that way about an English monarch. Why is the Queen so loved? Well, lots of reasons. But I wonder if people would feel quite the same way about her if she was conquering, if the British Empire was still at its height, and she was sending people out to battle, and the conquered nations of the earth and the other nations were told to clap their hands and sing songs of joy about Queen Elizabeth. Not quite so sure we'd have got the same reaction on her Platinum Jubilee. But this is the reaction. This is the right reaction, so the psalmist says, to God, the Lord, Yahweh, the Most High. That is the right reaction. And it is interesting, that word joy, because it does suggest, and we're going to see this later in the psalm, that actually it's not a grudging response, or at least it shouldn't be a grudging response. And we'll see later on why that is. So, verses 1 to 4. Praise God, all nations, for the Lord is the great King who acts for his people. Now we're going to move on to verse 5 to 9. And praise God, all nations, for the Lord is the exalted King who brings the nations into his people. One of the great themes about this section of the psalm is how he is exalted, how he's gone up, how he's lifted up. And we see that in verse 5. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Now, this links again, it seems, back to 2 Samuel 6 and verse 15. Let me just read a few verses from 2 Samuel to him. And the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of God's presence with his people, is being brought up to Jerusalem. Verse 12 of 2 Samuel 6 says this, and it was told King David, the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom where the Ark had been, and all that belongs to him because of the Ark of God. So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David, that is Jerusalem, with rejoicing. And when those who bore the Ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fattened animal. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting, and with the sound of the horn. In fact, the Hebrew of these two verses, verse 5 of Psalm 47, God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. And verse 15 of chapter 6, so David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn. It's almost identical, or possibly even completely identical. So what's going on here? Well, in its original context, it seems that the reason for shouting, the reason for praising God with the sound of the trumpet, is that his ark has gone up to the city of David, to Jerusalem. It's a moment for great rejoicing, because God is dwelling with his people in Jerusalem. They have rest from their enemies. It's a moment of great triumph. God has subdued peoples under his people's feet. He has chosen their heritage for the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. And God is there to bless his people. And so it's not surprising, verse 6, that he says, sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. In 2 Samuel, we see David dancing and dancing before the Lord and becoming even more undignified. He is so excited about what is going on here. But back to the psalm, what does the psalmist say? Why are we singing praises? For God, again, is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. The Hebrew, the commentators say, is even more punchy in verse 6 than it sounds in our English version. It's sort of more like Psalm God, Psalm, Psalm King, Psalm. It's sort of one word that sing praises. And then for the God is King of all the earth, sing praises to him with a psalm. But this leads us on. We're still wondering, why are the nations being called to sing praises? Because he's to be feared, yes. Because he has subdued people subdue the peoples under his people. But we see in the last two verses that God is actually bringing the nations into his people. And that is why they can shout to God with loud sounds of joy. Because God is blessing his people, but he is also going to bless the nations through his people by bringing them into his people. Look at me with verse 8 and 9. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. What does he do? The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. What does this mean? The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. Well, I think it means pretty much what it says. The princes of the peoples, the kings, the nobles of the nations, they gather, they come together, but they're no longer just princes and nobles of nations. They're now part of the people of the God of Abraham. Now, this is actually, it seems, only one of two psalms that mentions Abraham. Why is Abraham mentioned here? Why is God referred to as the God of Abraham? Well, it must be linking us back to Genesis chapter 12, I think. Do you remember the promises to Abraham? Maybe you just want to turn there with me on page 10. Keep a finger in Psalm 47. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. God promises to bless Abraham, to make him a great nation. He has done that. But so far in the Old Testament, we only see the sort of little snippets of God blessing all nations through Abraham. And yet here in Psalm 47, the psalmist is saying this promise is coming true, and this promise will come true. The princes of the peoples will gather as the people of the God of Abraham. Now, there seems to be limited evidence of this happening in the Old Testament. We might think perhaps of the Queen of Sheba coming to hear Solomon's wisdom. But I think especially it is pointing us forward to the New Covenant, to all nations being included in the people of God. And it points us forward to the final day, when people from every tribe and tongue and nation will be amongst those who praise God. The second half of verse 9, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. What does that mean? Well, I think it means that the shields, he is in charge of all the armies of the earth. He is in charge of all the kings, sort of what shields represent here. He is highly praised. That word exalted, thinking us back to verse 5. He has gone up. He has ascended. He has raised up. And so as we were thinking in Psalm 46 last week about being God being exalted in all the nations, in verse 10, I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted in the earth. We see it coming true, and the psalm is pointing us to the inevitability of it. The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham. That is how God is going to be exalted, because people of all nations, including us who are here tonight, are gathered into the people of God. So why are we as those from all nations invited to join in the praise of Israel? To join in the praise of God's people? The people of the God of Abraham? Why are we joined with them? Why are we invited? Because the Lord Most High is to be feared. He is king over all the earth. He has blessed his people so that we could be blessed. He subdued peoples under us, that we get blessing. He chose our heritage for us. Now, looking forward to Jesus, how is this fulfilled in Jesus? Well, Jesus is the Lord Most High, is the one to be feared. He is the one who has conquered. Turn again with me. Let's keep our finger in Psalm 47 as we turn to Philippians chapter 2. This is on page 1180. Because in Jesus, we see the perfect example of God going up. Jesus humbled himself, we hear, to the point of death, even death on a cross in Philippians 2. And verse 9 of Philippians 2 says, therefore God has highly exalted him. He has raised him up and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus has been highly exalted. So, and he is king of all the earth. Here we see every knee bowing to him. And so it is right that our praise of God, our exuberant praise, clapping our hands, shouting to God with songs of joy, singing praises to him, that we give that praise not only to God the Father, but to the Lord Jesus, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Later on, we'll be singing a song from Revelation 15. And they sing in Revelation 15, it tells us this. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Why don't we take a moment to pray? And in a moment, we'll be sharing the Lord's Supper together, where we remember how Jesus achieved this great victory. Let's pray together. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the heavens, God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God, he is highly exalted. Thank you, Father, that you are highly exalted. Thank you that we can gather as the people of the God of Abraham. Thank you that you have, in these last days, included people from all nations in your people. Thank you that we can sing praises to the Lord Jesus, who you have given the name above every name. Please help us to live lives of praise. Please help us to sing your praise. Please help us to be excited about you, to delight in you, to delight that you are worthy to be feared, that you are the great King over all the earth. Thank you that you have been working out your plan, that you subdued people under the feet of your people, under Jesus' feet, and that in doing that, you have worked out your plan so that we can be counted among those who are your people and sons of Abraham. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.